I have to put a note of caution on the presentation here. This has been put in the first place. In fact, it should have gone at the end of the presentations. And this is some words about an aspect of the ITER broader approach, which has, I'm not sure that it has been approved, but it will be done, or what happens with it. But nevertheless, it's an interesting thing in the long term between now and ITER. And I think it should simply be mentioned here. So in the framework of the broader approach for ITER, the Europeans and the Japanese have defined a package of additional activities to accompany ITER, and one of the activities in there is a so-called remote experiment center, which is part of a proposed proposed international fusion energy research center in Rokkasho at the ITER site, which the Japanese had proposed. So it's partially a political compensation for the fact they haven't got ITER. Now, in this IFERC, they intend to locate a center for supercomputing, the Demo Design Research and Development Coordination Center, and the IFMIF. If it will be done, will be based there, and something which they call Remote Experimentation Center. And the official wording is this one. The Remote Experiment Center is to be used on the JT60 Super Advanced, is it correct, SA, the superconducting upgrade of JT60U, prior to ITER operation, from when that JT60 SA experiment becomes operational, and that's something from now in 6 years' time. So they plan to start construction this year, and it should last for 6 years, so that should then be used in the period in 6 years from now. And it should be this remote experimentation center should be operational for 2 years, and that is before the actual ITER construction has finished. That's the official plan at the moment. It's embedded in the broader approach timescale, and I can give you the details here, but I'm not sure whether it's still valid. I'm not even quite sure whether the remote experimentation center is still part of that package. I have tried to verify that yesterday. No one knows exactly. Now, the context, and I want to make some remarks on that. The interoperability between ITER Kodak, future ITER Kodak, the JT60 SA Kodak, and the remote experimentation centers and other installations is something which has to be considered, and that has to be considered in the context of development. I personally can only see the Rokkasho remote experiment set embedded in the overall approach in this way. And that would, in actual fact, require that the ITER Kodak will have to take into account the need for remote participation from the beginning. That's obvious. And we have to assume, even if that has not been formally agreed, and that's an important thing, it has not been formally agreed, that there will be several remote experimentation centers for ITER. And one of them could be the one in Rokkasho, in our view. The other ones will possibly be one at each ITER partner, including Europe. Hence, we are talking about potentially 7 such remote experimentation centers, and that's why it's important. The functionality at present is only known in outline. No precise requirements have been defined by no one. So that's where our work comes in, possibly, as an input. The Rokkasho Remote Experimentation Center could be one of several prototypes, in my view. There may be other such prototypes in other locations, could possibly be developed by the other ITER partners. We have many of them now. And another remark, as the JT60 construction, super advanced construction timescale is similar and nearly parallel to that of ITER, the Rokkasho Remote Experimentation Center should be an ITER and a JT60 Remote Experimentation Center, interchangeably, most likely. The assumption that first can be used on JT60 and then this operation experience be transferred to ITER seems to be in conflict with the expected timescales, one has to say. So that's another remark on that one. In view of the ITER timescale, we see the need for and strongly advocate, and that's something which we could possibly underline from this meeting as well, the development of a remote experimentation center for one of the existing large tokamaks on a time scale that allows having the experience and results in time for the design of an ITER remote experimentation center. So that would be before, in actual fact, having this use for the Japanese machine. From that, several conclusions can be drawn. That the ITER JT60 remote experimentation center and ITER Kodak have to be developed to be compatible, that's obvious. To some extent, JT60 super advanced and ITER Kodak have to be compatible as a consequence. That is also clear. If the Rokasho remote experiment center is to become a development device and a prototype for the other ITER remote experiment centers, then its time scale has to take this into account. It will most likely have to start early, because with that time scale, this is not compatible. And it is, highly desirable to develop the function requirements for such remote experimentation centers, plural, by building and operating similar arrangements on at least one of the large operating tokamaks. An obvious candidate, in my view, is JET. I'm not sure whether they would like that idea. It has the right size. It is being already operated by a physically distributed international team, which is smaller but similar to the ITER approach, and it is likely to be operated for the period spanning the time until the start of the design of any ITER or JT60 super advanced remote experimentation center. We could go through that, and this is the only thing which we have in terms of requirements. This is copied from a Japanese internal paper, so I don't know whether it's still valid, because at that time this was called ITER Remote Experimentation Center, not JT60 Super Advanced Remote Experimentation Center. So they wanted it to have the size for 30 physicist engineers. They wanted to actually produce discharge condition parameters, so basically set up the discharge parameters there and then transfer the file to ITER from there to run it on from the ITER control room. They wanted to store ITER result data and quickly access the database there, so they had in mind to have a complete copy of ITER data in that remote experimentation center.
But it's not what the word says. The access could also mean access as a sample site.
Sorry?
What it says is quickly accessed. Could this not also mean access at the sample site?
No, I know that they wanted to copy the data. That's why I'm underlining that. This is what the Japanese put down as requirements. I'm not saying this is the correct thing to do. Just to give you an idea of what is going on there. So you're completely right. I would have thought you access the remote data, but they wanted to copy them and then access them locally. And for that reason, to have a huge database system there, the computing system for the database. They want to monitor the ITER operation status through live monitoring system. They want to monitor in real time, and now real time, and not near real time, the plasma discharge and the time evolution of related parameters. And they want a large display if ITER were working adjacently to the rack. That's exactly how they worded it. The experimental results should be available in a minimum delay without specifying what it is. And the ITER Kodak must accept the discharge parameter files transferred from the rack. So they wanted to actually load the discharge to operate the machine in that sense from remote. The only thing is what they have locally, the actual confirmation of plant safety. All the rest they wanted to be transferred into this remote experimentation center. Yes, the physicists, engineers, and the remote experimentation center should be able to make discussion on-site physicists and engineers during TV conferences, and that's the audio-video arrangement. And then they say that it should be tested beforehand on JT60 super advanced. Now, the ITER has been taken out of the definition and has been restricted to JT60 super. And they say they have to completely develop the database system from scratch.
There are a lot of machine design.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, these are plans, and that this was especially.
Plans has shown that there is like
They assume that you have an ITER codec in this how this is worded, and then they say they have a remote experimentation center which communicates with the ITER codec. But this is a very big thing. So they actually had this idea of having the entire operational crew there instead of at ITER. This has never been put in an official proposal. This is citing from an internal paper which has been downgraded or watered down to become this remote experimentation center for JT60 super advanced instead. But the underlying concepts are still these. As I said before, the concepts and requirements which I have presented are very vague and subject to change. And I hope, nevertheless, that this really becomes a useful exercise and can be inserted into a roadmap for ITER remote experiment participation. I'm not sure that it will actually, that we can manage to do that, but it would be very nice if you somehow could formulate something which brings us from today, from the existing experiments to ITER remote experiment participation in a logic way so that one step is following from the other. And so that's why I thought, we put this at the beginning of the presentation to see where we want to go. I think there's nothing about, and we will have a presentation about ITER remote experiment participation from, I think, from John Farthing later on in the meeting. Thank you. Any questions? Hopefully not on this one, because a little bit confused presentation, because the whole thing is confused, I have to say. Now, the next presentation is from Jet. From Oliver Hemming on the current situation at JET.